Rather than do a deadpan episode every single week, I've made it bi-weekly, and in the off week, put out an unshow, which is just kind of, you know, I'll just kind of talk about any news that I need to address.
So does that mean I'm like the unmarked?
Yes, you're an unmarked helicopter.
I see. Car 54, where are you?
That's right. You're the Joe Friday of deadpan. See, that was a complete departure. But anyway, so yeah, that's what we're doing, an unshow.
Where's my virgin Connie Wills?
Wow, that, I get that joke. Not many people will. It's about 8 of us saw that movie. But
right.
Were you around when I was reading the comments on Pod? I guess you were, right?
I don't think so.
When I was doing the greasy.
But if you feel better thinking I was. Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I remember that now.
All right. Well, you know what? In case this is going to go out, I'm going to introduce you to everyone. I don't even know if this is going to come out, but if it does, then if it doesn't, then who cares who you are? But if it does, then this is Mark Foreman.
Still art, right?
It's still art. That's right.
Okay, cool.
You can smear excrement on yourself and still call it art. Or have a painting of a Campbell's soup can.
No, I'd rather smear peanut butter on myself and tell people it's excrement.
There you go. Throw in some peanut butter and jelly and really make it avant-garde. But, Pete, yeah, and everyone out there, I'm talking to Mark Foreman, who is formerly known as the Brooklyn Blues Man. I guess you're still known as the Brooklyn Blues Man. That's still your website.
Sure.
Who is still connected to online music, even in the wake of the Pod fade of Getting a Leg Up, which was one of the early net music shows, and it was one of the better ones. It was a good one. You have people carrying the torch in your stead, like Wonder Wolf. You know, our friend Wonder Wolf does an excellent job on Wonder Radio.
Woo!
Was that a howl, or did you hurt yourself?
Yeah, it was a wolf call.
Okay.
Well, I don't like a wolf, baby.
That's right. And who are there other? I know you and I have talked about this a little bit, but it doesn't seem like there are. I don't know. Is there anyone else you endorse? Anyone else with a music show that you like?
Sound Opinions, those two writers out of Chicago. Jim DeRogatis and Jim Cat.
Okay. But otherwise, I mean, I know I've been doing basically the same thing as you, and I know a lot of people around Deadpan do. Is it kind of find it, or either you have a couple of sites? Like, I mean, I like the Pitchfork Media resource for finding kind of new and free download, you know, for indie music. Spinner even does a decent job. There are a ton of good sites out there doing it.
There's a lot of people doing good stuff. I guess, you know, the main problem, I guess where I fit in a totally different profile than so many podcast listeners is that I don't commute. And even when I kind of commuted, it was like a 5-minute commute, so it's not really a commute. Hence, I don't really have the opportunity to, or I don't have the need to, you know, grab something interesting to fill up dead, boring space and time. And, you know, I've listened to a number of good podcasts. Jack does a decent one with the music, and I've listened to some others, you know, that do decent music. But what I find is that it's still just a lot easier and makes a lot more sense since I'm at my computer most of the time to just play stuff I know I like. And, you know, not that there's anything wrong with experiencing discovery when people play stuff and you don't know what they're going to play next and, you know, seeing if you like it or how much you like it and that kind of stuff. But anyhow, there's a lot of people doing decent stuff out there. I'm just doing different kind of stuff now, not doing audio as much as visual media.
That's right. Yeah, and, you know, the images are up sometimes at bbluesman.com of what you're doing. And yeah, I think... you know, I was going to say this actually just in off-pod conversation to you, but I was going to say, you know, I think...
Go ahead and ingratiate yourself with me.
Yeah, you know, this is just, you know, right, I'm not... Actually, I'll be more insulting, you know, when we're not recording. But actually, I think what you do well as a photographer is you capture people doing their thing. Like, you mm-hmm. capture people and they don't know they're being photographed. And
candid, you know, camera, baby.
And yeah, I think that's really the magic of the Mark Foreman photography. And I don't mean that as a backhanded compliment, because I know you're trying to do a lot of other things too. And, you know, and you got your skills at the other stuff, and you capture neat images of landmarks and all that stuff. But I think where you really, I think your A game, or your ace in the, I don't know. I can't. I'm too freaking tired and stupid to think of a good way.
Metaphor me to death, why don't you, Jack? Go ahead.
Yeah, I used all my good writers, my good metaphors in my writing. I can't think of one. But anyway, your ace
in the hole. Your Jedi mind tricks.
That's right. These are not the. I can't even think of anything funny. I'm too tired.
Can I tie your tongue for you, Jack?
Actually, you know what? You did start a trend around here. I just heard someone yell in the background, so I have to tell you that you started a trend around deadpan.
Oh, with our interview that one time and the neighbors ringing my bell by mistake.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah, I recently re-listened to that show when you were talking about it. But let me comment on your comment. No, I recognize and appreciate what you're saying. I have to agree with you because personally, I'll tell you, there's nothing more fascinating than, as beautiful as nature and objects are, there's nothing more fascinating than a human being and their passive, discreet expression, just living their life and being who they are, unaware that someone is archiving them. So, and fortunately, I have a camera. I don't know if you – are you familiar with the camera I have? It's called an X-Acti. You've probably seen them.
I'm a camera-tard, but
– okay. But the significant thing about it, I think what helps a lot is because it's a pistol grip camera. I mean, it's basically – it looks kind of like a – basically like one of those electric shavers kind of. And, you know, but the view screen flips open, and you're basically covering most of the camera, you know, in your grip, hence the pistol analogy. But the good thing about it is because it's got that wide screen and it's got a narrow lens, a lot of times I'm kind of pointing another way to start out, and maybe I kind of gradually, you know, veer it over at the person that I'm wanting to shoot. And so a lot of times I'm getting people totally unaware that I'm shooting them. And those are my favorite shots. And the beautiful thing is there's just so much nuance and in a person's expressions and stuff. And a lot of times there's people, you know, in the background or next to them, and you weren't even looking at them, and, you know, you happen to capture them in a moment of personal expression that really adds a lot. So, I recognize what you're saying. I would agree with you, and I'm enjoying that more and more. And actually, I just had my first shot at doing planned portrait shoot with, Mo Sang, you know, the chill out musician guy that I know here in Taiwan, who I created, and I'm about ready to kill off. No, but I made him. I made him on my blog. I made him on Getting a Leg Up. So now he's like a super internet superstar, super Second Life star, and all that kind of stuff.
So he's a fictional character, and you're gonna kill him off. He's not real.
In my nonfiction mind, yes.
But you know, I was gonna say one more comment on the photos, and then we're gonna get to the greasy comments.
Okay.
By the way,
my anticipation is just go ahead.
Your anticipation is erect.
With a remark like that, I think that would be homo erectus, but go ahead.
Someone like, you'll see a picture of Tyra Banks looking gorgeous and, you know, and posing in front of an interesting background, and that's nice to see, and, you know, and you see all kinds of beautiful photography of these beautiful people like that. But I think, like, a good photographer, let me reboot my brain.
You're at a loss for words.
A good photograph, like say one of you of an old woman at the market who's excited to find the right melon, and she doesn't know you're shooting her. I think that's something that's a lot more interesting, a lot more real.
Finding the right melon and me shooting her. I kind of like that image. Go ahead.
Well, that goes back to the pictures of Tyra Banks, you know.
Okay. Yeah.
Where the pages are stuck together, right? So anyway, on that, and actually, so you should know that.
Now, what does this have to do with Dr. Zayas? Just for me to interject something.
Get your hands off me, you damn dirty ape. Yes,
go ahead.
The quote. I know. But just for your information, and to take this into an entirely weird area, is that about 30, 40 episodes ago on Deadpan, we actually stopped calling them greasy spoon comments and started calling them greasy spoon nipples.
Wow, that's really transcendent.
Yeah, it was a, you know, it was an enlightened moment. It was a handed down from above.
Mark time.
Exactly, it was mark time. So I'm going to send you the first comment or nipple, if you will, through through our Skype conversation.
Through the wonders of telephony.
That is correct.
So oh, I see that. So do I have to ape that?
You just read. Yeah, I mean, you should read what you have.
Do I have
there,
to read the pound sign? Do I have to say pound sign, or do I just say the word next to it?
If you must say pound sign, then knock yourself out. But okay. Yeah, that's, just read what you have and go.
So I could call an audible here. I do have some. This is like, you know, some democracy here. It's not like I'm just kind of a, you know, your chimpanzee and you're the organ grinder or anything like that.
Yeah, just leave the organs and the chimpanzees out of it.
Okay. So here I go now. Retro says, so no greasy blue nipple-a-looza? Nipple-a-looza?
Perfect.
Okay.
And I'm
should I pat myself on the back now?
Yes. We're going to do six total. You up for six? Oh, I hear you slap. I hope that was your back that you were just slapping.
That was my back. Well, ooh, go ahead.
Are you up for six, or should we cut it down to five?
Batter up. All hey, right. I'm on a roll, man. I mean, I'll just keep, you know, you keep setting them up. I'll keep knocking them down.
All right, we'll hit all 402 that were out there.
All right.
All right, here's some.
And I love that little Skype sound that happens when you Skype to me. All right.
You don't have to read the date if you don't want to, or if you want to.
It's in Vulcan. So CJ says, all this talk about money made me realize something fantastic today. I never have to buy diapers again. My kids are both 100% out of diapers. Happy, happy, poopy, joy, joy.
Very poopy. Very good. All right, you ready for number three?
Am I a natural at this yet or what? I mean, okay, go ahead.
You're a nipple natural, Mark.
I don't want to interrupt. I mean, just, you know, let's keep the flow going. All right, see that pencil. Is that pencil? Are you doing that? Is that like the hand of like a medium writing with a pencil, or is that you?
No, that's my pencil that you see there.
I see. Okay. So. Vanamon says, so on the news, BBC Morning TV was a story about a study that seems to prove that we already know in our hearts that there are jammy gits out there that can eat as much as they like and not put on weight. Are you one of those jammy gits, Jack?
I seem to be one of those jammy gits, to a fault, actually.
To which fault?
I'm not going to say San Andreas. I'm not going to do it. All right.
Be like the Doobie Brothers living on the fault line. Okay.
Number four is away.
Oh, wait a second. I've got to use my scroll down effect. Okay, here. Ditto says, sci-fi, deadly Amazon bunnies that shoot lasers from their eyes. Pew, apostrophe. Exclamation. Excuse me. I was using the wrong punctuation. Exclamation. Pew.
Right. Well, you're used to reading kanji characters, so.
Hi.
Perfect. If you fail, you must commit seppuku. All right. You ready for the – there are only two left. We're already nearing the home
stretch. Hey, better. Pitch it in. All right. Here we go. Amy Bowen-san says, Jack, I agree wholeheartedly with the rise of the nice people speech you made in this episode, smiley face. I was going to post the chorus from We're Not Gonna Take It, but Ditto beat me to it. I'm excited about reading Watchmen, too.
That was good. Can you sing again for us?
We're not gonna take it.
All right. I think we need a visual now of you in the Dee Snider makeup. I think that's the only thing that's missing. All right. And now the sixth.
For the makeup, I want the spandex, baby.
There you go. Well, you do have big, huge, curly, frilly blonde hair, right?
I've got the curves too. I've got miles of aisles here.
Excellent, and you're from Long Island.
So to speak.
Brooklyn, Long Island, same thing.
Yeah, there you go.
No, That's going to make me a lot of enemies. I know.
We're from the Jersey metro area. That's right.
That's right. That's why they call it the tri-state area.
There you go.
All right.
Delta of Venus.
The sixth and final.
Okay, and this is I know this guy. This is retro metro. Retro says, I think Sigler's book is Triangular Tomy. There's a joke in there, isn't there? Jack?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Were you overwhelmed by my wit? And you just kind of like, you kind of fainted for a second or what?
I actually, you know what happened? I'm gonna full disclosure. I seem, for whatever reason, since you didn't get the knock on the door, it seems like every time I record one of these now, I get an incoming phone call. So that was my dinner calling, actually.
Ah.
It was on its way. So I muted the microphone and let your wit go out completely unadulterated.
Okay, so you didn't scream at the guy in the background like I did on our podcast.
Right. Well, also I don't speak Chinese, so.
But this is a delivery guy?
No.
And kidding. While we're on the air, did you tip him, Jack?
Well, no, the food is not here, actually.
That's because you didn't tip him. He just left without giving you the food.
Right. Well, actually it's not delivery, but it's not DiGiorno. It's just food on its way here, which will be here in a matter of a few minutes. So I guess I'm going to have to wrap
this
up.
Do you get to eat it off like a naked female body like they do in Japan and some of those places?
Yeah, well, that is the idea. Yeah, that'll be the idea.
Is the food cooked, though? Won't that kind of burn a little bit?
Well, then we'll really have greasy nipples, I think.
Well, there you go. Perfect time with this wonderful show.
That's right. Well, it's wonderful because of your contribution, Mark, and I do actually, in all seriousness.
No, Jack, I must add, it is because of us. I mean, after all, we are the world, Jack. You and I and all the people listening together here.
Right. You and I can make a better day, so let's start giving.
But Michael Jackson, don't come near me.
Right. Is it disturbing that he had a song on the Thriller album called PYT for Pretty Young Thing? I don't know. I find that disturbing a little.
I don't know. There's a lot of disturbing things in this world. And personally, growing up and being around the same age as Michael, I think the most disturbing thing is that the poor guy didn't have a childhood when he should have, and he might have been quite a different person if he did. Who knows?
Absolutely. Well, absolutely. You know, and that goes back to something I've said before, is that grown-ups can't handle attention. No one can handle attention. No one. And when you do that to a kid, you know, sort of his entire life, right, he had no childhood his entire life. He was a superstar. Naturally, he grew up crazy. So.
Yeah, and he was out there making more money for daddy and mommy. I mean, you know, that guy, he was good at managing his kids from a business standpoint, and I could sure appreciate that from a business standpoint, but, you know, from a family standpoint, I have probably different ideas on that subject, but hey, that's just me.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, that was a crummy way to raise kids. You know, you give them a chance for adventure and fun, but you don't, you know, suck the life out of them. Oh, there goes the phone again.
Wow, so, I heard that vibrating.
Yeah, I'm going to put you...
Better get it out of your pants, huh?
I'm going to put you on mute again for a second. So, you can talk,
baby.
You just talk amongst
mute,
yourself.
Baby. There you go, mute me. No, I like that drum effect. I like being muted, doing the mute thing, but I like the little drum effect that you had going there. Kind of like the drum machine in the Motorola. Is it a Moto phone, Jack? You got a Nokia there? What do you got, Jack? What are you playing these days, Jack? Okay, I'll amuse myself while being muted. This is known as filling up dead space with deadpan. Oh, if I had a rowboat.
Oh.
Okay.
Well,
what kind of phone do you have?
How about Ratatouille?
Ratatouille?
Or,
Is that the name of the phone?
Or Beautiful Mind is good. Either one of those. Bring them
that's
both.
That's the name of the phone?
All right, bye.
Oh, I see. We're getting like
Ratatouille.
I see. Right, it's like this is like an ordering food mashup kind of thing.
Yes, I unmuted you so that you know.
So I can enjoy like the deep inner workings of your ordering food over the telephone in Phoenix, Arizona.
Yes, and so I'm ordering.
Do you have like a name? Like, are you still part of that freaking Far Out Media or whatever that's called, Farpoint Media? Are you one of those? Were you one of those guys still?
Yes, in fact, and you introduce the show every week, and you say okay. Farpoint Media.
All right. Yeah, and the thing is, you know, they had what they were called, like, what, Draco Vista?
Well, that was the studio, right? It was.
All right. Well, so do you have your own studio now? Is there like a deadpan cave or like a deadpan oil slick or something like that where you do your podcasting from?
Yes, it's the oily pan. No, I don't have a name for my studio, but yes, because my studio is basically a cheap microphone and a computer.
Wow.
But
That's pretty minimalist. That's almost kind of zen.
It is. It's a very zen. It's a very zen podcast. I'm basically the beggar of the podcast world. I'm like the Buddhist monk of the podcast world, just here in my robe and nothing else.
So this is kind of like the sound of one mouth flapping.
Very, very good. Yes. But see, that was very witty. And again, you know, my wit is completely dulled by lack of sleep and excess of and lack of free time. But you know,
at least blaming President Obama for that.
Yeah, well, no, I can. Well, he's here. To, you know, he's busy saving the world. So actually, he probably knows a little bit of what I feel about not having any time.
And a superhero.
Yes. But I am gonna wrap this up because, like, as I say,
your food is on the way.
My dinner is due to be here any minute now.
But I've got to confess something. I do not know what ratatouille is. I mean, I know the name. I know it's a food, but I don't know exactly what it is. Can you enlighten me, Jack?
It's actually a movie. It's an animated movie. That's what I was saying to bring over.
I see.
Because then my other option would have been a beautiful
so
mind.
So there are costumes for this encounter. Is that it?
I don't know if there are any costumes. It's just a movie. You know, it's not like a Rocky Horror. You know, you don't need costumes to watch the movie.
Okay, so it's not like a furry meetup or.
No, that's later. And. You know,
actually, and are you Peter Cottontail today, Jack?
You know, I've had furry listeners before, so you know if they are actually happen to be listening, you know, we're not making fun.
Were they fierce? Fierce and furry.
They might have been fierce. I don't really know. You know, they may have been, or they may have been cuddly. I don't really know.
Right.
But they were furry.
It's a wild and crazy world we live in, isn't it?
Yes, you know, and if it makes you give in and cry, you know what I always say.
Gin and juice, baby. Gin and juice.
Well, thank you very much, Mark, for your wit in place of mine, since mine is absent this week. And
well, Jack, as always, it's my pleasure.
And and it's good. You know, people think you disappeared, but I've been in touch, and Mark's doing well, and still a wise ass and a fun guy and a good friend. And so, thanks for.
And the shadow knows.
The shadow knows. That's right. And the shadow. Yeah. So, well, thank you, Mark. Thanks for being on, and let's you should come around deadpan more often. And
all right, and remember, bitches, deadpan is the way. Whoopee.
That's right. We still say that. So, all right, thanks, Mark. I'm gonna click the red button now.
All right, peace out, homie.
All right, peace out.